This story is from Adi Lila, chapter 14, verse 48 through 61. Nimai upsets the puja of the Navadvip virgins. So the Nadia Kanyas, as they say. He gave them a hard time. He's a very interesting person. It sounds familiar to Krishna's Lila also. They were doing puja to Katyayani, praying to Mother Goddess Katyayani that she would bless those virgin gopis, those kanyas, with Krishna as her husband. So Nimai was also making some interesting pastimes. Kabu Shishu Sange Snan Karila Gangate Kanyagan Ailatahan Devata Pujite. Sometimes Nimai and his gang of children, Shishu Sange, Nimai's gang, they would come to bathe in the Ganga. The neighboring girls would also come there to worship various demigods, Kanyagan. So you can imagine, remember what Prabhupada said. Girls are very good. Boys are very good. But boys and girls together are no good. Unless they come together to do Nam Sankirtan. If they come together to do Nam Sankirtan or Harikata or Shravana Dasha, then they are good and they generate goodness in the atmosphere. Because there are a group of young ladies and gentlemen here. And it's very good. Good group. Good Sangha. Sometimes, purport. According to the Vedic system, when small girls go to the Ganga to bathe, they would worship Shiva with prayers to get, you guessed it, good husbands in the future. Pati Dehi. Om Namo Shivaya Pati Dehi Achi Pati Dehi Dani Pati Dehi Daniwala Pati Dehi. Please give me a rich man as my husband. Strong, rich, powerful, beautiful, handsome, cooperative, gentle, soft, sweet, understanding, and all the things you'll never find. That's what we pray to Lord Shiva for. It's called hope against hope. And it keeps on going. I mean, the people just keep praying and getting shortchanged, changed up, so to speak, by Lord Shiva. He's having a grand joke about the whole thing. They especially wanted to get a husband like Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva is very peaceful and at the same time most powerful. Very interesting combination. Power and peace. Formerly, the small girls in Hindu families would worship Lord Shiva, especially in April and May. To take a bath in the Ganga is a great pleasure for everyone. Jai Ganga Maharani Ki. I'm looking forward to it. Not only for adults, but children also. Ganga Snada Kari Puja Kari Te Lagila Kanyagan Madhye Prabhu Asiya Basila. When the girls engaged in worshipping different demigods after bathing in the Ganga, Nimai Pandit would come and sit down in the middle of all the girls. Very good idea. Sounds like Krishna sitting on the banks of the Yamuna, Yamuna Pulina, surrounded by all the gopis. Yes, it's confirmed. He said, yes, yes, correct. Haribo. Kanjare Kahayama Puja Amidiba Bar Ganga Durga Dasimor Mahisha Kingkar. Sitting amongst all the kanyas, sitting in the middle of all the virgin girls on the bank of the Ganga, Nimai Pandit would say, worship me, and I shall give you good husbands and good benedictions. The Ganga goddess Durga, they are my maidservants. What to speak of other demigods? Lord Shiva is my servant. I don't know what they thought about this, but let's find out. Apani chandana padi Parina Fula Mala Naivedya Kadiakahna Sandesh Chala Kala. Without the permission of the girls, without, Nimai would snatch the sandalwood pulp and smear it on his own body, the sandalwood pulp for Shiva. He would take the flower garlands that were meant for the Devata Puja and put them on his own neck. And, as you guessed it, he would snatch and eat all the sandesh, rice, and bananas. Harivo, Nimai Pandit ki. Prabhupada's Tika. According to the system of worship, when something is offered to deities outside one's home, it is generally not cooked food, but flat rice, bananas, and sweetmeats. Out of his causeless mercy, Nimai snatched the offerings from the girls and ate them, admonishing the girls, don't worship the demigods, worship me. Krode kanya gana kahe, shuna he Nimai, gram sambande hao tumi amasabhara bhai. The girls became very angry. Kanyagan crowed. This is a very dangerous situation. It's one thing to have one angry girl on your hands. You know, isn't it? You know? Can you imagine you have a whole gun, angry, a crowed gun? Gun means group, a crowed gun. Not only a group of angry girls, but a group of angry young girls. They're like really jorse and really passionate. Old girls are a little slow, but young girls, they talk 300 miles an hour. And if they're angry, they're going to like blast you, like just like cut you to pieces. So they said, dear Nimai, you are just like our brother in our village relationship, Sabhara Bhai, Gram Sambande, Ama Sabakara Pakshe, Iha Karite Na Jujai, Na Laha Devata Saja, Na Kara Anjaya. They're going to explain to him. Therefore, it does not behoove you, Nimai, to act like this. Don't take our paraphernalia for the worship of the demigods. Don't create a disturbance in this way. Listen, hey. Now, do you think Nimai will take this lightly? Will he sit back passively and say, yes, yes? What will Nimai say in response? This we have to imagine. Prabhukai, Toma Sabake Dila Ebar. Tomasabara Bharta Habe Parama Sundar. Nimai replied, my dear sisters, I will give you the benediction that your husbands will be very handsome. Parama Sundar. Now they become a little quiet. Acha? Okay, eat more sandesh. Eat some more bananas, eat some more sandesh. It sounds like we're getting something good here. More than what we could imagine. Parama Sundara. Acha. Pandit Vidagda Juva Dan Danyavan Satta Satta Puchahabe Chirayu Matiman. Your husbands will be learned, clever, and young, and possess abundant wealth and rice. Because wealth is measured by how many grains you have. And not only that, you will each have 7 sons. Harivo. Who will all live long lives and be very intelligent. Just see. You offer one piece of sandesh to the Lord, and what return you get? Unbelievable. Inconceivable. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama jaridi tivrena pakti yogena yajete purusham param. You want something? You worship Krishna, you get it. You want nothing? You worship Krishna, you get nothing. If you want love, you worship Krishna, you get love. It's like this. Generally, it is the ambition of a young girl to have a very handsome husband who is learned, clever, young, and rich. Wealthy, paisa, crores, crorepati. In exchange for the paraphernalia of worship that Nimai usurped, or let's say ripped off for himself, he usurped it. Mahaprabhu wanted to bless the girls to fulfill all their ambitions and desires. One can easily become happy and obtain the material benefits of a good husband, wealth, food grains, and a number of nice children by worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is kind of a tricky come-on. It's a tricky come-on because the purport is enticing all desirous young girls to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then those that read this or hear about this phenomenon, then they'll inquire, how do you worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And they'll say, you chant Hare Krishna, Nam Sankirtan, and read the Bhagavatam, and live in the holy place, and associate with Rasik Vaishnavas, and you serve the Thakurji and Tulsi, serve either Tulsi or deity like this. So then they say, okay, I will do all these things, so I get a prosperous husband and seven children and wealth and grains and a pundit, clever husband. So then they do all, they move to Navadvip Dham, they start chanting, associating. And after about 6 months, in 1 year, they say, actually, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. They say, I don't want to marry anybody. I want to be Gokulpati. Gokulpati. I want Gokulpati. I want this Krishna to be my husband. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's trick. Although Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas in an early age, it is not necessary for his devotees to follow him by also taking sannyas. Although Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas in an early age, 24. It is not necessary for his devotees to follow him by taking sannyas. Haribo. Bharati, Kijai. One can stay a householder, but one must be a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if he is a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will be happy with all the material opulences of a good home, good children, good mate, good wealth, and everything he desires. Arivo! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. It's like Lord Chaitanya is a Kalpa Vriksha tree. Whatever you want. Therefore, the Shastras advise, Yagye Sankirtana Priyaya Jantihi Sumedashah. One who's actually smart or intelligent, he should introduce the Sankirtan movement home to home and live peacefully in this life and go back to Godhead in the next. Harivo. So live at home, do lots and lots of Sankirtan, and engage all your neighbors in Sankirtan, and you'll be in the spiritual world. Varashuni Kanyaganer Antare Santosh Bahire Bartsanakari Kari Mityarosh. Hearing this benediction from Mahaprabhu, all the kanyas, all the girls were inwardly very happy. But externally, as is natural for girls, they rebuked the Lord under the pretense of anger. This is an old psychology, women's psychology. You have to learn this very early on in the game, otherwise you can't be a very successful player. In the game of life, that women externally, this is their general mode, externally, ah, eh, ha. But internally it's like, yes, yes, you're wonderful, I love you. So they're saying, hey, you destroyed, you ruined our puja, you ate all of our sandesh and chidwa, and what is it, flat rice. The double dealing is natural for girls. What is double dealing here? Shuni Varashuni Kanyagan Antare Santosh Bahir Bartsan. Okay. Bahir. Bahire Bartsan. Rebuking externally. Mithya. Kari Mithya. Mithya Rosh. So it's false anger. Mithya, right? Jagan Mithya. Brahman Satyam. Right? So the women are like the personification of this. The truth is concealed, but the external is the mithya. So, double dealing is natural for girls. When they are satisfied within, they externally show dissatisfaction. Such feminine dealings are very palatable or enjoyable to boys who try to make friendship with them. This is Krishna's nature also. He gets much greater happiness in seeing Radharani's face all screwed up in anger and growling at him than when she's smiling like she ate 3 glove jamins or something. He doesn't like that. It's rather boring. Krishna likes Radharani when she's like curls up her lips and you this, that, and goes, ah, nice. Kaun kanya palaila naivedya laiya tare daki kahi prabhu sakroda haiya. Some of the girls ran away. Nimai called them in anger and advised them as follows. So they're tit for tat. There's really nice ras on the banks of the Ganga. Mahaprabhu and the kanyas. Nimai and the kanyas. They're running away. And he's calling them in anger. Yeah, Jari naivedya na deha haiya kripani buddha barta habayara chari chari satini. If you are miserly and do not give me the offerings, then every one of you will have an old husband with at least 4 wives. If you girls don't pass over the sandesh that you've made for Durga, for Shiva, then I'm going to curse you to marry a Buddha. Buddha Bharta Habe. Bharta. Buddha Bharta. Old husband, Buddha. Buddha? Bharta. Chari Chari Satini. Satini means Chari Chari. 4 and 4, whatever. I guess 4 times 4, maybe 16. She says, Chari Chari, Ara, 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 Habe, Habe, Ara, Chari, Chari, Satini. You'll marry some old guy, and you'll have 16 co-wives, or at least 4. Iha Shuni Tasabara, Mane Hoila Bhai, Kon Kichu Janikiba. Deva Vishtahai. Hearing this supposed curse by Mahaprabhu, the girls, considering that maybe he knows something special, or maybe Nimai has some special power from the demigods, they were afraid that his curse might be effective. Deva Vishta. Avishta. Right? Avishta means Avesh. Like Griha Pravesh means Avesh, to enter into or to be absorbed in. Lila Pravesh or Lila Vesh. So Deva Vishta. They thought maybe some demigod has entered into him. He has the power, just like our Hanuman. He had all the power of Vayu, right? Because he's his father. So Vayu is a great demigod, and he entered into Hanuman. So Hanuman was known as Maruti, right? Maruti means he flies around in a of the Maru. So Maruti, so a little faster than your car goes, but it's a nice wish that your car would be as fast as Hanuman, but it's not. And your car is so much polluting. Hanuman doesn't make any air pollution. In fact, the hairs in the body of Hanuman, he has so many hairs on his body. When he's flying through the sky, instead of making air pollution, the hairs of his body are actually purifying the ethers, because each hair on his body is chanting Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. So his whole body is like a built-in quadraphonic wraparound stereo system. So from every limb and part of Hanuman's body, Sri Ram, Sri Ram. So he's flying through the air, and you hear this music, like when you go on Brickman's, some speakers in the distance. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So you, hey, what's that? Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram. Oh, that's Hanuman Express. Oh, it's Hanuman. He's on a mission. He's just jumped off of a Ayodhya to come down to get some walnuts in Haryana to offer to Krishna, to Ramchandra in Ayodhya. He wants some walnuts in his sandesh. So Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram. Shum. So this is the Deva Vishta. They're thinking, maybe this Nimai, okay, he's a baby, he's a Shishu Sangha. Shishu Nimai. Shishu Sangha. He's come with his childhood buddies. And he's sitting amongst in the middle of us and joking with us. And he's the son of a Brahmin. He's Nimai Pandit. And we're also daughters of Brahmins. Our father is also a Brahmin, Gangadas Pandit, etc. And he's a Brahmin, we're a Brahmin. But maybe, you know, sometimes these demigods, these Brahmins, they become invested with special powers from the demigods. I mean, if even Hanuman could be invested with the power of Vayu, what to speak of a Brahmin? Right? Brahman Tejas. It's called Brahman Tejas. Sometimes the Brahmins are invested with the power of Saraswati. That's the usual power that they want. They do this Purushcharan Brat, which is a rather rigorous Brat. But they do Purushcharan Brat, and then they get blessed by Goddess Saraswati. So she enters into them. Vagishvara, or Vagisha. Vagisha means the controller of speech, Vag. Uvacha, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So Vagisha, Saraswati, if she's pleased with one's austerities and penances in the Purushcharan Brata, then she enters into one's mind and gives him the knowledge and ability to convey transcendental knowledge, or any knowledge, Saraswati. So it's called Vag Siddhi, to have that perfection or power to speak, because Saraswati is, they become Saraswati Avishta, Saraswati Avesh. There are many people like this in India, actually, that have this fortune in their hands. And so the Brahmani girls were thinking, maybe our Nimai is like this, maybe Deva Vishta. So he said, we're going to have marry old men with four co-wives. I think we better make some suitable reply. Aniya naivedya tara samuke darila kaya naivedya tari ishtavara dila. The girls then brought all the offerings of sandesh and rice and bananas and placed them before Nimai, who ate all of their offerings, and he blessed the girls to their full satisfaction. Emata chapalya saba lokere dekai dukkha karo mane nahi sabe sukkapai. When this cunning behavior of the Lord with the girls became known to the people in general, it did not create misunderstandings amongst them. Rather, they enjoyed the happiness in these dealings. So this is the spiritual dimension, that one person's happiness is my happiness. This is the speciality of this spiritual domain, that if you're happy in your lila with the Lord, then hearing of your lila with the Lord generates immense happiness in my heart. And I feel so grateful and so ecstatic to hear how the Lord has reciprocated with you. And I know that tomorrow He'll reciprocate with me. And in this way, the Lord is always exchanging beautifully with all of His devotees. And then the devotees, they immediately describe how the Lord was interacting with them, playing with them, and enjoying with them and accepting their love. And this is what the spiritual world is all about. Because it said the people in general, they came to know very quickly about this pastime, because as you know, there's different ways to spread the word. telephone, telex, and telewoman. So these girls, they had this pastime with Nimai, and probably before sunset, the entire village of Nadia, they knew about this pastime. And and everyone was so happy to hear about it. They said, "Oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhuati, how excellent, excellent. How wonderful, how fortunate you are. I wish we were there. And maybe tomorrow the Lord will have some pastime with us." So this is how the devotees pass their time. They're always hearing about the Lord's dealings with his various loving devotees. They're always hearing about the exchanges the Lord has with his loving devotees. And they're meditating on these, and they're relishing the exchanges that the Lord has with his loving devotees. At the same time, they have some ashabanda. They have some hope in their heart that as you reciprocated with Raghunath Das Goswami, and maybe you'll reciprocate with me, or maybe you'll also have some play with me, some divine play. Krishna or Radha, maybe someday you'll come to me. I read all these wonderful biographies in the saints of Braj and Braj Ke Bhakta, how the great devotees, the Lord would come and give darshan and play with them and pull their beard and knock on their doors with their kutirs and play hide and seek and so many wonderful things. So it gives joy to the heart to hear about the dealings of the Lord and his devotees, and it creates a hope in the heart of the devotee that yes, someday the Lord will play with me, that I will enter the land of play and he will appear before me and hold my hand as he held Bilba Mangala Thakur's hand and used to play with him. And Bilba Mangala Thakur, of course, he was blind when he lived in Vrindavan, and he was writing so many beautiful poems and descriptions of Govinda and Damodar and Madhav. And sometimes the Lord would catch his hand and he'd say, "Oh, old man," and then Bilba Mangala Thakur would hear the voice, that beautiful voice of Krishna, and he'd become completely captivated by the sound of Krishna's voice, such a beautiful, sweet voice. And he would hold his hand, and then Bilba Mangala would say, "I know who you are. I know who you are. You're the Lord of my heart. I know who you are. You're playing with me." And then Krishna would throw his hand down and run around and say, "Oh, see, can you catch me? Can you catch me? Oh Buddha, old man, can you catch me?" And then, so then Bilba Mangala would go to the right and to the left. He would extend his arms and say, yes, I'll catch you. Where are you? Come, where are you? I'm here, I'm standing behind you." And then he would turn around and he'd say, "Oh, I'm over here." So then, becoming exhausted and trying to capture this Chalak Balak, this Shishu Kumara, Krishna, then Bilba Mangala would sit down, and then he wrote in this beautiful verse, he said, "All right, you can get away, you can escape the grasp of my hand, you can run away from my hand, but you can never run away from my heart, because I've bound you in my heart forever with the bonds of love and submission and surrender." So this is Bilba Mangala's, his way of, he had this wonderful leela with the Lord, and it's very satisfying to hear, and it creates desire to also see that Lord. That's what it means. Vrindavan Bhajan means seeing the Lord. Everyone lives in Vrindavan, and everyone who does Vrindavan Bhajan, they see the Lord when the Lord wants to be seen. So this is the idea of worshipping Krishna in Vrindavan, because the devotees, they have an intense desire to see the Lord and be with the Lord. So this is the story of Nimai upsets the demigod puja of the Nadia Kanyas, the virgins of Navadvip. And by the Lord's will, tomorrow we'll hear the story of Nimai's magic mangoes.